Republicans on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee are still threatening to take a contempt of Congress vote against Attorney General Eric Holder. Republicans accuse the AG of failing to turn over documents from the Justice Department's so-called Fast and Furious investigation into guns lost through a program to track gun smugglers. The Justice Department claims it has turned over thousands of documents. Earlier today, the White House told the committee President Obama would assert executive privilege. I misspoke a few minutes ago. I said an executive order, but he would assert executive privilege for the first time in a congressional dispute to block those documents. But despite that, after that, Indiana Republican Dan Burton accused Attorney General Holder of stonewalling.
Who knew about this? How high up did it go? Did it go to the Attorney General or even the President of the United States? And when did they know it? And this committee needs to find that out, especially since we had not only weapons going across the border, but a Border Patrol agent murdered with those weapons.
We'll fill you in on that story if you haven't been following along. But Democrats today called the committee hearing a kangaroo court. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney saying she was astounded by the committee's move to hold Holder in contempt for not providing documents he's prohibited by law from providing. Josh Gerstein reports for Politico. He joins us from Washington. Josh, I just want to take people back because some people are not following this every second, although cable TV is. Fast and Furious was the department's investigation into a program from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that used a technique called gunwalking as early as the Bush administration to let guns be bought by smugglers in order to build a case against them?
Right. That's one of the tactics they used in this probe. It had been used in a prior operation called Wide Receiver that began under the Bush administration and ended, and then it was restarted under the name Operation Fast and Furious during the Obama era along the border in Arizona to basically watch suspicious characters purchase weapons at gun dealers or receive reports from gun dealers about suspicious sales of weapons. And then sometimes to follow them across the border and sometimes to just get the serial numbers and try to figure out where they were showing up across the border. In retrospect, a lot of people believe that this was a very foolishly conceived
sure.
program, and even the Attorney General himself has said that the tactics were unacceptable and inappropriate.
Because we should say there was no recovery of these guns. There was no GPS on them so that you could really know where they went, and some were lost and turned up at crime scenes, including the 2010 shooting of a U.S. border agent that was remarked upon today.
Right, and there may be, in fact, hundreds of people in Mexico in terms of the death toll from these weapons. It may be much more serious on the Mexican side of the border because that's where these weapons were apparently going, and sometimes the ATF did try to follow the people to see where they were taking the weapons. Other times they never managed to follow them, and other times they apparently never even tried.
So at first, when this first surfaced, Attorney General Holder said he denied that there was even a gun walking. He had a backtrack on that. Then an investigation is launched. We've had this back and forth demand of documents. As we just heard, Republicans want to know, how far did this go? Who knew about apparently these lost guns? Did the president know? The Democrats and Holder saying we've released as many documents as we can on this. What impact does the president stepping in today and his office saying that he will assert executive privilege, what impact does that have?
Well, I'd say the first impact is probably just to raise the political profile of this story substantially. As you've sort of alluded to, it's been one that has kind of simmered along, bubbled along on the back burner here for more than a year, getting coverage on some cable stations in some parts of the internet, certainly among the community of gun rights activists and gun aficionados who tend to be very hostile towards ATF to begin with. It's a story that's had a lot of resonance. And so, but now you're talking about the White House invoking executive privilege for the first time under this administration in a congressional probe. And there's just no question that that kind of catapults the story from the back burner to the front burner and to the front page of the newspaper. And, you know, one of the questions is, does that become necessarily a negative for Obama, or does it force Congress to a showdown where, you know, maybe they'd rather keep the focus on the president's handling of, say, the economy, which is probably of much greater concern to most Americans than, say, how the Justice Department responded to a congressional inquiry about a flawed gun trafficking operation.
And a program that, as you said, everybody admitted, said was kind of flawed. So a couple questions. First of all, we should say that other presidents, Democrat and Republican, have used the same kind of executive privilege. The White House says in pretty much the same case, trying to block documents. But what is it that Republicans want? If everyone agrees, wow, that was kind of a flawed program, it was a technique that was used in the Bush administration, what is it that they're looking for? I mean, now it's changed to release documents, but what is it they think are in the documents?
Well, they believe that in those documents there may be indications of how high in the department knowledge of this operation went. I mean, we know that somebody carried it out at the field level of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms in Arizona. We know that apparently some folks at ATF headquarters here in Washington knew something about it. And then that's sort of where the trail ends, and Holder says he didn't know anything about it. Most of the senior Justice Department officials say the same thing. There are a few indications that some paperwork about the operation reached some of the higher levels of the Justice Department because they need to approve wiretaps in cases like this. But Republicans say they're on a quest to figure out whether knowledge of these tactics went further than the Justice Department has admitted, and that their suspicion about that is fueled particularly by the false denials that came at the beginning when a letter was sent to Congress saying we never use these type of tactics, we find them objectionable. And sometime after that, the Justice Department discovered, in fact, these tactics had been used not only in this operation, but a prior one. And for various reasons, the Justice Department took about 8 months to formally withdraw that letter.
Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. So we await to see if the committee in Congress will have a contempt of Congress vote against the AG, Eric Holder. As the president says, I'm going to exert executive privilege and say he cannot release those documents, which sets up a whole other standoff for another day. Josh, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Take care.
We'll take a break. Latest news is next, here and now.